But no, it was just something different. Something different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's join in. Jason's jumping in like he's been here the whole
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Y'all said 7. It's like 2. I just got the text.
Oh no, don't. When I do that on Sunday mornings, no, all hell breaks loose if I ain't on it at 7 o'clock or 7:30, whatever it is.
I'm keeping all this in.
All right.
All right.
We got have we actually thing. Started? Have we started yet?
Oh, yeah. Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show. Just wanted to record a little intro this week because we recorded our episode on a Thursday night ahead of the big holiday weekend and some things going on in between. First off, wanted to give wishes to our Tangi Running Club runners who are running the Crescent City Classic this weekend, but also in the intervening time found out about some sales happening for the Tangi Running Club at Perfectly Fit Performance Sports. We got some shoe deals going on. We have the New Balance Fuel Cell Rebel 4, 15% off. Brooks Ghost 15, $99.99. Saucony Endorphin Speed 3s at $119.99. And if you want to know partly why the Leprechaun ran so fast at the Shamrock Run this year, he was wearing his Saucony Endorphin Speed 3s. Saucony Triumph 21 at $115. All Ultras 15% off, and then take an extra 10% off of any sale shoe. And remember, at all times, members of Tangi Running Club, or also if you mention Thompson Running Show, 10% off at Perfectly Fit Performance Sports over by the mall here in Hammond. So I just wanted to make sure that we didn't miss out on that, because that sale for Tangi Running Club is running March 29th through April the 6th. So we probably would not be recording another show in the meantime, and wanted to make sure that you knew about that. It's a little bit of a longer episode this week, but part of it will be an outtake at the end. But without further ado, we hope you enjoy this episode of the Thompson Running Show. Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, and I'm joining you from the comfort of my office. And Mark, you're at the Hog Branch Trail?
At the trailhead, yeah.
And Jay, you are?
I'm driving.
Okay, well, you're not in Fort Worth, Spain yet?
No, not yet. I head out in the morning.
Okay. Well, we are recording this episode ahead of the busy Easter weekend, and we're all remote at this point, but it's been utter chaos even getting to the stage of an introduction today is all I can
say. Mark, where are you at? You're at your house?
I'm at Hog Branch Trailhead. Yes.
Yeah, that's me. I'm in Albany. I mean, I'm not, where are you at, Jeremy?
I'm at home.
Yeah. Traveling. I can't travel like you. I don't know.
I'm not traveling this week, Jason.
I think he's actually at home, Jay.
Next week. Crap. I'm actually in my home office right now.
Okay.
I guess I'd be the only one that traveled today.
Since I don't work, but I am in my home office.
I got you.
All right. Well, today, if we get there, we're going to recap the Shamrock Run. Happened the last weekend, and then you guys, are you both signed up for the Rocket Fest 5K yet?
I am not, but I'm gonna be.
Yeah, I'm gonna be too. I'm definitely going. Cleo's doing a sleepover the night before, and me and her's gonna be geared up and ready for a big stroller run at the Rocket Fest.
And I know they're not supposed to, but I'm just waiting for a price increase. That's the only time I like to sign up for a run.
Right. Make sure it's as expensive as possible.
Right.
And you like to make sure it's as hard on the race directors as possible, trying to get t-shirt orders in. And,
right.
Know, as inconsiderate as you possibly can be.
Wow.
All right, so Shamrock Run last weekend, we had an interview episode, and you can tell just from the interviews, it was a fantastic time out there.
Yeah.
It is every year, but this seemed like another of the more memorable years. It wasn't 25 degrees.
so that was nice, and it wasn't crazy hot, so it was a good run.
No, but I would call that weather almost perfect for a run.
Yeah,
I could have done a smidge cooler, but I mean, you know, it's my fault being the mayor and everything. If I wanted it cooler, I should have cooled it down. But so last week, got started with packet pickup, and I'm sure that was easy on you guys, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, it was nothing to it.
Yeah, packet pickup was about as easy as you can get. You know?
So that's the weekend started with me picking up, I think, 5 packets, most of them for Jason.
Well, I mean, I can't show up in public as popular as I am. I just need.
It's true.
You know.
Yeah, he's now been on the radio, so he's been on the college radio, so he's going to be insufferable at this point.
Right.
The packet pickup was smooth. Got to run into Daryl Ferreira ahead of time, and then Jeff Franco and Brett Yoakam ran into at Perfectly Fit. Got a picture ahead, and I mean, the shenanigans were starting already. Hung out and talked to Mark for a good bit, and it's good we have an in with Mark, because packet pickup went great, got to hang out. But then the next day, it rained like crazy.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a crazy amount of rain in Livingston?
Yeah, we did. We got a pretty good storm, at least in Albany.
I was a little concerned. I was a little concerned about the course. So day before, I texted Mark to see what it was like. He sent us some pictures in the Tangi Running, and I posted them in the Tangi Running Club page. So that's a good thing about being a member of the Tangi Running Club. You get a little course recon. You get a little, you know where to push your rivals into the water, that sort of thing. But it looked like it was going to be okay, even after the rain. There was some wet spots, but the grass areas were kind of high up. So the course was in pretty good shape. Do you guys feel like the course was in pretty good shape?
Yeah, I mean, even where they had it marked for you to go either to the left or right, I mean, I thought it was marked great, and it really wasn't that wet. I mean, it was.
I think Mark Smith would argue with you about that.
Did he end up in a puddle?
No,
or it wasn't.
No, when he had to turn to come in.
Oh, okay.
For the finish.
Well, I just think that was his own fault. I love Mark Smith, and he paced me that first loop, but I don't know how he missed that turn. Maybe it was the neon green letters that threw him off.
Y'all know how many times I've been lost, and I don't know how he missed that. And I'm like you, man. I love Mark, but
yeah, I'm sure he probably will laugh about it now too.
Maybe he was going so fast he missed it.
That's never been my problem. I don't miss anything because it blurred by me. That may have been what it was.
But I think you figured it out pretty quickly, because those arches, like you're going back out, are pretty close to the turn. So it didn't seem to affect his time too badly.
No.
He was well down under 8 minutes a mile, 7:15, 7:20, I think. So I know he had a good run. But course was in pretty good shape considering the weather we had. And, you know, I felt like it was well-marked, plenty of people out there. Now, Mark Frnavich told us last night they had an issue with aid station 1 running out of water.
That was insane to me. I didn't know that, but that was crazy.
Which should never happen. He said they ran out of water at mile 1. So we think there might have been some Shamrock shenanigans going on there.
Right, yeah.
Kids having a water fight or something.
Yeah, and that's what he said. Not on the second loop of mile 1, just at mile 1.
Right. So, we got out there. We got out there pretty early. We were out there. I was probably out there an hour and 15 minutes ahead, just trying to get Thompson Running Show table set up. And we got some sunglasses laid out, and Bo and Lyndon out there. They were good sports and handled our table for the day. And the sunglasses, I think, were a huge hit.
Oh, no doubt.
Because we got wiped out.
Yeah.
I'll have to post some pictures of that with the episode. I think Abigail got a picture of the North Shore technical people with some sunglasses on. Nice. But I think they were a big hit.
Yeah.
Did you guys make sure that our crew got sunglasses? I was kind of bouncing around doing.
Yeah, whenever I saw anybody show up, I made sure they Either brought them a pair or they come to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dustin was joking with me the previous Wednesday. He said he'd rather have a pair of sunglasses, either one that's $2 or one that's like $200. So we gave people some cheap sunglasses that they can wear around, not be afraid to lose or whatever. But we did see our podcast numbers go up a little bit after that. So I'm pretty sure some people were like, Thompson Running, what's that? And,
I feel like it was my interview. I feel like it was my interview on KSLU is what I feel.
Probably so. And hopefully we'll get to listen to that at some point.
Yeah.
Because I think, Mark, he did mention the podcast this time. Usually Jason rejects the microphone and says, please don't ask me anything about running or anything that I'm associated with related to running.
Well, I think I get asked too early. This time I had a couple of the Gnarly Barley skater aids in me, and so I was willing to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it. He's shy, Mark.
Yeah,
which was a good beer.
I can't wait to hear the interview because there's nothing more that I like than to hear Jason talk.
Yeah. Same.
The video, I have the video of it. Lyndon recorded me doing the interview, but there's a lot of background noise and stuff. But just me in that costume with no shirt underneath is it's nice. I mean, it's
yeah, it's something for the ladies, as we like to
right.
say. All right, so we got there, and then we just started seeing people. I mean, you're running. I can't even run through in my head everybody we saw, but you're seeing Chad, you're seeing Artie, you're seeing, you know, everybody from the Run Club, which was a lot of fun. Tim Sanfilippo even out there this weekend, and Mac Bailey, some old school Tangi Run Club people who've been with it since probably the beginning. So it was good running into everybody, and it was a good loose atmosphere. It was, I went and warmed up, but I never really got my pre-race nerves like I normally do because it was just running into so many people out there.
Yeah.
And a couple of them brought, I know Chad brought his son for his first run, and Jana brought her daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. I passed them on their, they were getting close to the end, and got to see them. Yeah. It was more of a family kind of event this year. The Francos had all their kids out there. Some of them running the 1 mile. And I think one of them running the 5K.
As soon as I got there, a kid walked up to me and said, hey, you the leprechaun. I said, yeah. He said, I'm going to beat you.
And he was probably right, huh?
All right, whatever, kid. I think he beat me by about 4 minutes.
That's what some of the kids were out there. They were serious. It wasn't the family event for them. They were out there actually competing.
Right, they were ready to go.
All right, so Mark, we'll start with you because you ran the 5K. You were the first one finished. How'd your race go?
I enjoyed it. Felt good the whole time. Come in under 10 a mile, which is good for me, and passed a few people at the end, and I enjoyed the whole part of it. Enjoyed the run.
I know in the 10K, you kind of get separated a little bit, but in the 5K, maybe you don't end up kind of in no man's land where there's nobody in front of you and nobody behind you.
No, I was in probably the mid pack and had people around me, and I felt good. Had a good run, had a good time before, good time after, good time during. It was a good time.
A good time was had by all. All right. Well, then I came in. I guess I was the next one of the Thompson crew to come in. And my race went pretty well for the first half of it. But 10K is weird. It's like one of those distances that you don't race a lot around here. Like most charity runs are 5K. So it's not something you're necessarily used to. And I felt really good the first, I don't know. I mean, it was pretty much until the halfway point, and then it gets in your head, you know, you start thinking, wow, now I have to do that again. So the first half felt good. I know I dropped my first mile too fast. I was My 10K PR is 6:40 a mile, and my first mile was 6:38. So I came out pretty hot.
Yeah.
Decided to dial it back a little bit on mile two and kind of settled into right around 7 minutes a mile, a little bit over, a little bit under. I think my watch was kind of losing a little bit in the trees and stuff. But from mile four to six was a, like, suffering. I knew I was in fourth. I was able, before I got completely separated from everybody, I was able to, I knew that Tyler was running the 10K. I knew Best Man was running the 10K. And then I thought for sure that one of the kids that was running ahead of me was going to turn for the 5K. Man, he made the turn for the 10K, and I was like, nope. He probably had about, I don't know, he might have been 100 pounds lighter than I am.
Yeah.
But I thought, as you know, being a, he looked like a maybe not quite teenage kid. I didn't think that he'd be running the 10K, but sure enough, he made the turn. So I was kind of solidified in fourth place. I suspected Dustin Drews was probably not too far behind, and then Jeff Franco maybe not too far behind him. So I tried to keep my pace steady, but then I, at the last two aid stations, I stopped just to get some cold water on my hands and on my face just to try to cool down a little bit. And I didn't really see anybody behind me. Well, when I came into the, you know how you run through that grass parking area on the last mile to kind of head towards the finish, like, yes, to head back into the grounds? Mm-hmm. Well, I looked back and I saw Dustin. And I was like, well, I don't really care that much if I lose to Dustin. He's not in my age group. He's younger than me. He's super fit. So I'm like, that's not that big of a deal. Well, I got to about a half a mile left, and I looked back, and I was like, man, I probably still got him. So I killed myself for the last half mile or so. I was bombing the downhill parts. Not that, it was steep or anything. And I held him off. I think if the race had gone on for about another minute, maybe – I don't know. It probably would have took him another quarter mile or so to catch me.
I swear that's what he said. Wednesday night I ran with him, which is what I love about the Wednesday night run group. I've run with so many different people, but I ran with him Wednesday, and that's what he said. He said I needed at least a quarter mile.
Yeah.
I might have had a chance.
Yeah, so I lucked out. We came into the finish and shoot, and I ended up fourth overall and first in age group, which was fun. It was my best time out there at the Renaissance Festival grounds. I think in the past I've run, I don't know, like 45 minutes or so, but was just a smidge over 43, which I was happy about. I think on a flat road course that was all road, I'd have been easily in the 42s. So I feel pretty good about where I'm at. And then I watched TNG Running Club was, in at least in the male 10K, first, second, fourth, fifth, sixth. It was probably more after that, but I just stood there and watched TNG Running Club runners just come along the finish line, and it was a blast. But then Jason was there, what, like 2 minutes or three minutes after?
Probably about 3 minutes after you, which I was talking about the other day, like I was only 3 minutes. That's a long time in a run.
Yeah, well, in a 10K, yeah, that's about 30 seconds a mile. You'd have to.
Right. I would like to say, oh, 3 minutes. I was right there. But it's a little bit, but still had a really good run.
I was like a minute and a half behind the kid in front of me, but that's, you don't just shave a minute and a half off a
10K. Right, exactly. That's what I say. A runner knows that, oh, you know, somebody might think, oh, you was just a minute and a half. That's a long, it's not as close as you think. But I did have a good run.
A better run than some of our listeners were expecting after our Leprechaun episode.
Right, yeah. I had a good run. I was going to pace with Mark Smith again on the first loop, and then maybe take it easy on the second loop. And so we did about a 7:15 to 7:20 on the first loop. He was ahead of me most of the way. I was just following right behind him, and then I kind of got ahead of him a little bit, not not far, just I was kind of, he was drafted behind me. But we were right there the whole time together, which I love running with Mark. So we're pretty even as far as running goes. But we had a good first loop. Ran with a couple different guys. Ran with a guy from, is it 5th Street Flyers?
15th, yeah.
15th Street, yeah. Ran with him, talked to him for a while after the race. Real nice guy. And so
did he run, loop, he ran the 10K or he ran the 5K?
Yeah, he ran the 10K. I think he finished 10th.
Okay.
Maybe 9th overall. But a real nice guy. He said he'd like to run with us some, but the group he runs with runs on the same day that we do. And I get that. But
right.
Second loop felt good. Got to that first mile, which would have been mile 4. And I hollered ahead of myself. I was like, "Hey, y'all got water?" And they said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't want it to
drink.
They
must have found some.
just throw it on me." So I got splashed with some water on that at that aid station, and I started running with a kid named Luke, and I think he was a little younger than the other guy that may have beat you, but they both run with Miguel and but so he was keeping about a 7:30, and I'd push him and he'd push me. And all I could think was like, man, I told everybody I'd be doing about a 7:45. But sometimes that competitiveness just overtakes you, you know?
Yeah, but you're also never this well trained for the Shamrock Run. They did True. It to themselves a little bit.
Right. And that's what I said. I am 40. I was the oldest guy in the top, you know? So
oldest?
I was the first oldest.
Hey, man, that's a – hey, Jay, just for a second here, somebody wants to say hello.
Hey.
Hey, Cleo.
This is Cleo's first appearance on the Thompson Running Show.
She brought me one of my running hats here that I've left on the porch. And yeah, tell them you'll see them at the Rocket Fest.
I see you at the Rocket Fest.
That's like a commercial right there.
But the second loop, I ran with Luke, and I tell you what, we were keeping up with a guy that was ahead of us, but I hear somebody coming up behind me quick. You can tell they coming up on me quick, and it was Seth. Seth had a really good run. I mean,
a good second half of the run. I mean, he I think he blistered it to catch up with you.
Yeah. I mean, he had a great run. He came by me, and I was encouraging him, "Hey, man, go get that guy up there." And he pushed. I don't think he got him, but man, he had a great end to his run. That was an awesome run he had. But
much different than the previous year, where he sprinted ahead of you early.
And then lost it. This time he waited to the right moment. I mean, he really did. He had a great finish to his run. But I do feel a little bad about some of the guys that I told I'd run a 7:45. But hey, it's called beat the leprechaun. If you can't beat him, I can't help that. <yeah. laughs> I will put all the blame on Tyler for training me as hard as he did.
Yeah.
Tyler put me through it on Wednesday night. So, and Tyler ended up winning the shoes. So, I was happy for him.
I tell you what, he blistered that run, too. That was
a crazy fast.
And he gave me an interview.
He gave me about 10 seconds.
Well, I told him, I told him before we did, I said, I don't care if you say one word or, 10 words, just give me something, because he had. He come across and he looked strong coming across. That was a great run.
Yeah, he had just recently run under 19 minutes for 5K just on a training run, just like doing a time trial. Nobody cheering, nobody watching.
Gee.
So yeah, and then post race was just a blast. I mean, I got to watch pretty much everybody from Tangi Running Club coming across in the 10K. I got to see Seth pushing there hard at the end and Jay coming across. And then it wasn't until later I found out that some people were a little disappointed that you ran a little faster than you were supposed to.
Yeah, Rodney has really given me a hard time about it.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't disappoint anybody about running faster than I was supposed to.
But it was a great post race. The Gnarly Barley had beer out there. The jambalaya was excellent. Jersey Mike subs and just everything, and just getting to hang out with everybody that from the Rotary Club. Got to see Amanda and Daryl and Richard Bailey, people that you know you see maybe once a year in relation to the Shamrock Run, but then also getting to hang out with the Tangy Running Club crew was just a blast.
Yeah, and you were talking about at the end, Chad had a good finish. Chad come across strong, and we had our ladies group there, Barbara and Alicia came in together. They came in strong, and it was a good time, no doubt.
Yeah, and I don't think it disappointed anybody the whole day. Just everybody that I talked to seemed to have a good time out there. Perfect weather, great course put together. And, I mean, Tangy Running Club came home with another award this year. We had 57 runners.
That's crazy.
Last year we were, like, begging people to sign up, and we got to 39. This year I feel like I didn't put in nearly the promotion effort, and we got up to 57. So I just – next year, you know, we may be half the race, Tangy Running Club.
So, and that group picture is
looking
awesome.
Forward to it. I mean, talking to, yeah. And the thing is like I recognize everybody in it. You know, it's not like, it's just like people that we got a discount code and they just signed up because it was cheaper, or you know, people just signing up with a friend. It's like, it's all people that we know from the Wednesday night run and stuff like that, that like, it really is a community of runners that like, I can honestly say, I can point to that picture and say that I know everybody's name in it.
Right.
Which was pretty cool.
Well, I don't remember anybody's name, but there's one person I want to call that. Jay, what was that guy's name?
I know which guy you're talking about. I mean, you've probably met him 16, 17 times, but Patrick.
Patrick, that's you. That was a cool guy to meet. That was
yeah, I like
Patrick. Patrick is an avid listener of the show.
Yes, he is.
That's what he told me, and I knew that I was going to forget his name, and I wasn't even close because I was thinking Austin or, you know, Jared. I wasn't even.
Do you want me to cut this out? You insulting our listeners, but
I'm not insulting the guy, man. He's
more insulting himself. He's just got a bad memory. Yeah. We all know this,
Patrick. Yeah, he's just an old man. Is all we can say. But I had a blast. I look forward to it every year. We were talking to Mark. Was out at the group run last night, and I told him somebody from the Rotary Club came up after and asked if we had any constructive criticism. I said, man, I really wouldn't change anything because it's just, it's an easy course. You don't have to block off any roads, anything like that. The food's always good. The beer is always good after. And then just to have that little Renaissance village, it's like you got seats where people can go sit down. You got a little pond over there that if people brought their kids, they can go hang out and, you know, run around the pond or whatever. It's just such a great spot to hang out after a race that,
yeah,
I really don't know of any other place like that, that we race that has that cool of a finish spot.
No, for what the Rotary Club and, what Mark and them have done is, it's what I look forward to. That's the race I look forward to every year.
And yeah, it's really something that, you know, they discovered with COVID. Like they were looking for a place to have that race, and Renaissance Festival Grounds, they stepped up. And I mean, it's just turned out to be like an amazing spot to have a run.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having now one more in the fall out there. You know?
Oh, I'd go out there, you know, once a quarter. So once every 3 months or so, have a race out there or something. I'd sign up every time. Because we were talking about that last night. You know, Kate Square Park is nice, but running around Southeastern, because we do it every week now, gets a little stale. But I really enjoy going out there to the Renaissance Festival and appreciate all of the Rotary Club, all the effort that they put in every year, and hope we can continue to, you know, help with the Tangi Running Club to push and help make that race a success. I know they want to reach out to other parishes and try and get people from all over. I talked to somebody from Lachine last night, and you know, try to reach out to some of the running clubs from Covington to just try and get them to get it on their calendar early, get it to be something they're excited about and come out to. But we love the Shamrock Run every year.
No doubt. And the drawing that Mark put on went great. I mean, yeah. People we know won, you know, I say yeah, people we know, but like, you know everybody, but it's people that are at that Wednesday night run
every week. Tyler, right. Artie and Abigail.
Yeah.
They all had their name in there at least five times just from signing up for Shamrock right. Run and being out there every Wednesday night. It wasn't like somebody snuck in on that.
Right.
So big thank you to Mark for putting that on.
No doubt. And,
because that's, he did that just to promote our Wednesday night, our group runs. So he got nothing, not much out of that other than that. So we appreciate Mark. And again, Tangi Running Club always gets 10% there, perfectly fit. And, Thompson Running Show, you mention either one, you get 10% at Perfectly Fit. Now, next week, you guys are doing Rocket Fest. Are you starting to get amped for that? Are we too far out to?
I'm looking forward to it. I think after this weekend passes and it's the week of the race, I think I'll be a little more excited. But I like to know that Judah and Marlon, me, Mark, I think Brogan's going to be there. Tyler will be there. So still a good showing from our group, you know. And you know, yeah, I don't know who else will be there. But,
Alicia yeah. didn't know about it, and she grew up in Holden. Alicia Wascom Sharp, and she signed up for it.
I'm pretty sure Bo and Lyndon.
You gotta do that, you know. So she right. signed up. Me and Cleo's going to do it in the stroller. I'm really looking forward to that.
Where do you think y'all are going to run in Holden? Do y'all have any idea?
I asked. I'm sorry, I can't remember Tyler's wife's name, Megan. But I talked to her. I talked to her.
Oh, you can't remember somebody's name? And
I talked to her at the Shamrock, and she said you're going to make a loop around the school, and then you're going to run down to the Purple Bean. And kind of make a turnaround and come back.
Okay.
So, Purple Bean. I know you know where the Purple Bean is. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they were a sponsor of a Batten's Run.
Exactly.
I know where the Purple Bean is.
I do too. But they got a sidewalk that leads all the way down there now. So, should be a good time.
Very cool. And, I mean, that's. You know, you figure I'm going to go to a race in Holden. Maybe I'll, you know, get an age group or something. But man, Tyler, Brogan, it's going to be a competitive
right,
race.
Exactly. And I'm assuming, and golly, I can't remember the.
Oh, boy.
The I'm so bad with names.
Yeah.
The guy that beat you at the Oyster Fest. That's how I remember.
Scott Nettles.
I hope he's not running. I might finish in out of the top 10 the way this race is looking.
Could be. At least in your age group, because Brogan will be in your age group, and not Scott Nettles, but Judah will be in your age group. That's going to be a sure. tough road to hoe.
Right, that's what I'm saying. This was supposed to be easy for me. It's holding, for goodness sake.
Well, maybe but, you'll get your sub-22, because I think the weather's supposed to be good.
Well, don't worry, Jay, because whatever happens, I told Cleo, I said, you can't give Uncle Jason no bunch of huggins, because, you know, you got to save them for me. She goes, oh, no, I love it. He's my best friend. So however you do, he's going to be pulling for
me. So I got that going for me.
You got that going for you.
But Brogan did say he'd pace me to get my 21. So we'll see.
There you go. Well, we are approaching almost 40 minutes, but I think I got to cut about 15 minutes out of this episode.
Yeah, please cut that Cleo screaming out of there.
But I do hope you guys have a good run at Rocket Fest. I am going to be out of town. I'll be there for the group run on Sunday, though, so it doesn't count as a miss. I just won't be there at the race. Y'all have to get some good coverage out there. And looking forward to
that's not this Strut weekend, right? That's on the 6th, right?
Right, that's the 6th. Yeah, okay. I'm not back by the 6th. This weekend is Crescent City Classic.
Yeah.
Got a few runners going down there for that, and wish them well. Hope they have a good weekend down there. But unless there's any other parting shots.
Just happy Easter to everybody.
Happy Easter, everybody. And we'll catch you next time from the Thompson Running Show.
Hey.
Hey.
He gave me a little trouble getting in, but I got in.
Waiting on Jason like usual.
Oh, man. Yeah. No.
Just needs 5 minutes, I guess.
I did enjoy that run this morning.
Yeah, that's a nice.
Across that bay, it was 3.9 miles. But I have to admit, I walked some of those uphills.
Yeah, and like you said, it's harder if you're running than if you're swimming. So,
oh, of course, yeah. I would have loved to have jumped out there and swam. It was a little cool for it, so I did.
Hey.
But no, it was just something different. Something different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's join in.
Jason's jumping in like he's been here the whole time.
Yeah.
Y'all said 7. It's like 2. I just got the text.
Oh no. Don't. When I do that on Sunday mornings, no, all hell breaks loose if I ain't on it at 7 o'clock or 7:30, whatever
I'm
it is.
Keeping all this in.
All right.
All right.
Have we actually started yet?
Oh, yeah.
We've been into this about 3 minutes now already.
This is all fodder for a snippet at the end again.
Yeah.
Are we ready? Mark, you sounded like you're talking to somebody.
No, I'm not talking. I was talking to you.
He's distracted. Okay. He's always distracted.
Always.
He wasn't what are you distracted. Talking about?
He wasn't distracted when you weren't here yet.
Yeah, me and Jeremy was actually having a normal conversation. But
you know that's going to end when I jump in here.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, do y'all want me to actually cue up an episode of the podcast?
Yes, cue this thing up. Let's get going. I'm amped to talk about it.
Oh, it's Thursday night, man. It's like Thursday night football here.
Right? Yeah. Been waiting for this all day.
Are y'all ready for me to cue it up?
Yes, cue it up.
Been waiting all day for Thursday night?
Yeah.
Because y'all definitely don't seem to want to shut up for even 15 seconds. So I can see how this is going to go.